Time is running out for Nebraska and Iowa homeowners, renters, and business owners to apply for federal aid to recover from this spring's flooding. Wednesday is the Nebraska deadline for individual assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The Iowa deadline is July 1st. Nearly 200 people will lose their jobs at a factory in northern Iowa that announced plans to close next year. The Mason City Globe-Gazette reports that Eaton Corporation announced yesterday it would close its engine valve manufacturing factory by the end of 2020. The decision will put 184 employees out of work. The Morningside branch of the Sioux City Public Library held a grand opening this morning to reveal a top-to-bottom renovation of the building. City officials, public interest groups, and others gathered to show support and take in the updated library. The renovation has created more space for children to play and read, and Morningside branch manager Jen Delperdang says the library also has a larger technology center with more private spaces for people to work.
You don't want everyone necessarily to, you know, see what you're doing if you're doing banking or shopping, you know, information like that. You want some level of privacy. And so we've tried to provide that.
The Morningside branch now also has new lighting, shelving, and seating, as well as a larger, centrally located help desk. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.